Look who just barged in and sat down. Oh, Harry Spears.
What's happening?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm glad to finally have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's sort of weird that you haven't been here before, but you're here now.
I know I've been to this vicinity before, but never this show.
This prison facility part of town.
this very far part of town from where I stay. Yeah.
He's been to the Arby's on La Cienega once or twice. I think it's right across the street.
Where do you live? What part of town?
I am in Northridge.
Ooh, you did make quite a drive today.
I got to get up at the crack of the dawn.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Doesn't it suck? Because you're a night guy. You do comedy, so you're up late at night, right?
I'm like Batman. You know, they put the signal in the air, and I meet Commissioner Gordon on the roof. That's where I do my dirt.
You have a six-year-old son? I heard.
Four-year-old.
He'll be six before you know it. Seriously, dude.
I hope he turns 18 before I know it.
He's out.
And that child support. Put an end to that misery.
Oh, you got that going on, huh?
Oh, I got times two. I got two baby mothers, so I got the debacle times
two. You didn't learn the first time.
No, I didn't. But I, you know, give it time. I'm getting there.
So that's why you're at the Brea, at the Improv from tonight through Sunday?
Absolutely.
For the rest of his life.
I'm pulling a James Brown shift.
Yeah. So get a ticket. Help him out with the double child support. Brea.improv.com.
These two broads are killing me, man.
Now, how do they deal with each other?
They don't. They're like Israel and Palestine. There's a whole religious thing going on.
When you have Thanksgiving coming up,
yes,
you're all not going to be sitting around the same table together?
Dude, I'm actually working on Thanksgiving Day. The holidays are for the kids. You know, I keep myself working. You know,
What's the hot?
Do people, I mean, is Thanksgiving a big day for people to go out and see stuff? Because I guess your family annoys you, you gotta leave.
Family's in town and they want to be entertained after they stuff themselves. So, you know.
A lot of people sleeping out there with all the tryptophan. It's not you on the stage. Right. It's the turkey that put them out.
Yeah, but they still want to be entertained, so they come out.
What's the big ticket item for the holidays? What's like what? Do you have a son or daughter? You have a son.
I got two daughters and a son.
You have two daughters and a son.
Yeah, my daughter, 15, 4 months, and 4 years.
You have a 4-month-old?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
I was thinking more of the 15-year-old. Dude, I have a 17-year-old daughter. So
really?
You know.
Yeah. I'm nervous as hell.
Are guys, little boys sniffing around already?
No, because I tell them she's homosexual.
Smart. Yeah. But my dad was telling boyfriends that, and it turned out it was true. So all of a sudden it was like, oh.
Yeah, I told my daughter to walk with her ass sucked in and her shoulders forward and start walking like a lesbian, and then they just figured out themselves.
Well, then there'd be girls sniffing around. What are you doing? Somebody's going to be sniffing around no matter what. What are you doing? 15 years old. Are you a strict guy? Or do you pick your battles?
I pick my battles. I think that if you're too strict, then that leads to rebellion.
But if she comes out and she's like, "Hey, Dad, I'm getting ready to go out to the movies with some friends," and she's got a little shorty, short shorts.
Oh no, I don't allow that. No.
You're
no,
like,
no,
not,
I'm,
not
I'm straight, like the Mahujadeen and the terrorists. I mean, nothing but the eyes are shown. You know what I mean? I'm straight ninja.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, she can only show ankles and nose bone.
It's sad now that we have the technology that we have where everybody has a phone and your daughter probably has her own phone. So when boys call, even people call each other anymore, they always text. But I remember like when I was growing up, people have to call the house and then my dad can answer the phone. It'd be for my sister.
Well, I mean, between that and laptops and social media, it's like it's hard to keep track of who's doing what and when.
But see, you missed out on being able to use all of your impersonations when the boy calls the house and you're like,
oh,
and just be able to pull the Shaq DMX out or your DMX.
Hey, yo, Doug, she not here, you know what I mean? If you come by, it could be rough. Yeah, that would be fun.
Oh, the days, he can't even do that anymore.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Because it's all texting.
If I was going to invite you over for Thanksgiving, would you bring a covered dish?
I'd bring the booze, man.
There you go.
All right.
I know the fun stuff. Like for Halloween, I had a sign on my door that said, "Only thing in here is liquor and weed." So come on, knock at your own peril.
Frank could have been there all night.
I'm handing out purple Kush and little shot bottles.
And I have 45 costumes in the trunk of my car.
Exactly.
Hey.
Exactly. Yeah. I bring the fun stuff, man.
So when you blaze up, is that where you start writing a lot of your stuff?
You know what, man? It's funny because I talk about weed so much on Facebook and Twitter. A lot of times when I'm on the road, people will come up to me and hand me paraphernalia.
A little heavy handshake.
And I don't do anything unless I'm at home because I don't like feeling paranoid. And like, I don't like to move. I like to sit on my couch, do the PlayStation, and I call it taking the blue pill like the Matrix. I just zone out, man. and that's my thing. And yeah, that's. Yeah.
But because you're open about it, you're a productive citizen of society who happens to smoke weed.
Absolutely.
Do you even have to buy it anymore? Or people are always like, hey, and all of a sudden there's a nugget in your palm.
You know
like,
what? On the road, I don't. But at home, I got my doctor.
Dude, what do you got? What do you got going on? Glaucoma?
Anxiety, back pain?
Back pain.
Hard time falling asleep at night.
Ingrown fingernails. That cures everything, man.
You lost an eyelash?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Exactly.
It's so,
all I need is a reason.
It's so funny because like I'm paranoid anyway, and I'm a big wine drinker. And
Absolutely. Red or white?
Well, I like both, but I like red wine. I like a nice
champion.
Big, strong, yeah. But the thing with like getting weed on the road, and that it's happened with Frank, and I've witnessed it. Like a total stranger. We'll just be like, here you go, man.
Yeah.
And I guess for me, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's different for a guy and a girl. Like, I don't know you. I don't know what's in this.
Well,
like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God. What was in that? That wasn't just weed.
I actually did a story.
He likes that.
Last time I performed at the Improv in Irvine, a dude handed me some edible. And no one told me that edible is 10 times more potent.
And hits you different. It's like a body high.
Right. So
and you're like, I smoke all the time. I got this.
So he gave me like 5 miniature Reese's Pieces-sized cups, edibles, and I ate all 5. And on the drive home, I was like, man, this ain't nothing. Cut to, I'm in my house butt naked making carpet angels. I mean, it was, I thought I was going to die. I mean, I ain't never been that high for that long with that kind of potency. And I was making deals with God. I was like, Lord, if you let me live through this one, I'll never do it again.
Uh-oh.
8 hours later, I sobered up, rolled me a joint, and was like, I ain't doing that no more.
Aries Spears hanging out with us. He's going to be at the Brea Improv tonight through Sunday, brea.improv.com for tickets. I had that similar experience where but it was with mushrooms.
Right.
And I was, and there's always that mistake with mushrooms where you eat so many and you're like, it's not working. Let's finish the sack. And so then you eat a couple more stems and caps, and then all of a sudden everything turns into cartoon land.
One quick story. One time with mushrooms. And it was the same thing. Me and my boy crunched it up, whatever. And at that time, I owned like 2 actual arcade games. Mortal Kombat and NBA Jams.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So I'm playing the NBA Jams, and I'm the Chicago Bulls. And I swear to you, at one point, I was Scottie Pippen dribbling to go make a dunk. And Pippen turned to me and went, dunk it now. And I backed away from the game, and I just laid down for the rest of the night. He looked at me and said, dunk it now. I was done.
That'll happen when you hit that that point. I was in my my garage, and it turned into the bottom of the sea, like SpongeBob's place.
Really? Now, that sounds cool.
It had bubbles going up the side. Right.
Now, in your brain, because I've never done it, do you know that you're tripping, or are you so trippy that you don't know that?
I knew, and at some point I thought, oh, my God, what if I get stuck like this?
My forever.
Remember Terri Schiavo? The woman who was like putting her down or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she had like a Mylar balloon and she was just like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought, oh my God, I'm going to turn into her the rest of my life. Maybe she just ate too many shrooms. That's why they don't want to unplug her.
This is forever.
This is going to be forever.
I'm 39, man. I think I'm so past the experimental.
Oh, I know. This was back in the day.
Stage of yeah.
Back in the day, 6 months ago.
It wasn't 6 months. Oregano.
Oregano. Well, thank you for stopping by, man. Anytime you want to stop back in.
And if I could, my brain is mush. Did we give out the times and everything for?
No, I didn't. I just said tonight through Sunday.
Well, then, yeah.
Do I have the
time? Sunday, even if you don't, it's okay. Tonight through Sunday. At the Brea.
He's got 3 kids. He's got a baby at home. He said, we need
one show tonight, 2 Friday, 2 Saturday, 1 Sunday. And if I could just plug my social media stuff.
Of course.
Don't forget to go to my YouTube channel, Aries Spears 23. Hit subscribe. My Pandora station, subscribe, Aries Spears.
Is it all original stuff by you, or sometimes do you put a video up that you found that you love so you'll put it up?
No, it's all stuff by me.
All you. Okay.
And some of my sketches, DirecTV, Anal Rape. And the mind of a pedophile.
Oh, Aries Spears 23.
Kids and animals. Yes.
All right.
And follow me on Twitter at Aries Spears and on Instagram at Aries Spears Official.
So the YouTube channel is Aries Spears 23. Where'd you get the 23 from?
Because I'm a Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
I had to do it.
You always had to play the Bulls when you did the NBA Jam.
Yeah.
Don't always. Get
now. I'm the only NBA.
Did you get the new Jordans yet?
You know what? I went from sneakers to Timberland boots to flip flops. You know,
I'm the evolution of footwear.
I'm telling you, I'm getting old and comfortable. In a minute, I'm gonna start doing the Johnny Depp homeless bag man look.
Yeah, and soon you'll have socks on with the flip flops.
I do that now. That's a black thing. We do that anyway. Brothers are the only people that make love butt naked with ankle socks.
At Aries Spears on Twitter. Follow him there as well. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, brother.
Brea.improv.com for tickets. We're going to take a break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.